Welcome to Carlosophies. I'm Carly Nimmo. And to be honest, I'm still figuring out this thing called life. This podcast has been a training ground for me to learn to show up and speak up. It's grown and changed as I've grown and changed. And these days, I want to explore what happens when you let the lid off. When you stop living a life of expectation and start living a life in brilliant technicolor. Each week, I'll show up and peel back another layer of the stories that make up the fabric of who I am. And occasionally, I'll dive deep with a guest into a topic that's piqued my curiosity. So show up and allow Carlosophies to speak to you in any way you need it to. So today I want to talk about evolution, not in a, you know, human evolution, but in a personal evolution and maybe tied a bit into business. So I've been doing lots of really cool shit lately, working with my podcasting clients. So I've got a couple of longer-term podcast clients that I'm working on their entire show with. So we work together for 6 months or 12 months, and I produce their shows, and it's really amazing, fun stuff. I love that work. And then a couple of podcasts that I'm working on are just like a month. And we can work together for a month to get you live. And then, you know, Radcasters, the online course is there, but that's pretty much doing nothing at the moment. And that's okay. I'm really enjoying the more one-on-one stuff. And then my retreat is pretty much full. There might be one spot left in March. In here, Lennox said, we can walk on this beach together. So that's amazing. And I'm working with a couple of coaching clients. So, you know, there's lots of really good stuff on the boil right now. And more to come. Like I can feel some events on the horizon. I'm thinking of doing an exhibition, which is a bit like, what? Whoa, that's all right. And just like a lot of fun stuff. Come, Bill. And I've been thinking about the evolution of me. You know, this month, Lisa and I decided to stop recording Keeping Good Company. And we won't be continuing on with the mastermind next year. And it's really confirmed to me where I want to be, or rather what the next evolution of me is. And it's funny, I was just walking along the beach here and I was thinking back, God, it would have been 20 years ago. I've always been entrepreneurial. I've always had like business ideas, and back then, I just used to have them and not do them. And I still have plenty that I'd never take action on. But this idea that popped into my head was when I was living in the eastern suburbs of Melbourne, the outer eastern burbs, there was this shop that was for sale in Montrose near where I grew up. And I had this idea back then to open up this thing called Art Central. And it would be a place where you know, I would take kids or teens through, you know, during school holidays or whatever, we would do all this art, and at the end they would have an exhibition and invite all their friends and family and stuff. And it's so funny because, I mean, I probably wouldn't do it for kids at the moment. You know, it might be a bit of fun, I guess. But that idea of art has certainly made a comeback in my life. And if you've been following me on Instagram, you will have seen that I've been doing a few paintings, paintings of my feelings to go along with Make Some Noise, the new podcast that I'm working on, which will be coming out. I've just got to set a fucking release date for that thing. I've got maybe 5 episodes in the can that just need to be edited, and I've got another 3 interviews lined up, but I wanted to make sure I could cover over the Christmas period and not be so stressed about, I don't want to get it to this point, right? Like where with Carlosophy, sometimes it's Tuesday afternoon and I'm recording the episode to go out on Wednesday. I want to have more space with Make Some Noise and have it a bit more planned. You know, this is very, very free flow and like a playground for me just to process thoughts and give, you know, give words to the voices in my head and hopefully yours. But Make Some More Noise, I want to, you know, I really want to be exploring those links that I can see between, you know, this is the process that I see. There's a repression of self that happens as we're growing up, right? Like we learn to behave in ways that aren't necessarily who we are, but we've been taught that, you know, some parts of us aren't acceptable. So we repress them. And then we start suppressing our emotions. And instead of expressing them, because it's not socially, you know, because we've got this whole idea of what is good and what is bad. And negative emotions are not valued by society. So we suppress them, which for me, the suppression of my emotions, and if you've been around here for a while, you'll know this is like my catchphrase, suppress, 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 depress. So it's like when we have swallowed our emotions down so far that they're almost at the back of our throat, that's where we can find ourselves in a depression. And then for me, the antidote or the way for me to move through that depression is expression. So I start expressing myself, whether, you know, that started out in talk therapy with a psychotherapist and group therapy. And then eventually it's led me to, you know, run on the beach and videotape myself when I was in the height of my depression. It's the thing that really led me to start Carlosophies. And business for me has always been an expression. It's been like a creative endeavor. And now I feel like we're in this time where entrepreneurship is being sold as some kind of destination, something really easy that we can do. And it's our purpose to just like monetize our knowledge. And that's a great idea if you can make it work for you. And if you really want to be doing the hard yards and consistently showing up and doing things that take you outside your comfort zone. But for the majority of us, it ends up being just another tool to shame ourselves because we couldn't make it work. Where what if we just expressed ourselves for the joy of it? What if we just, you know, had our work, whatever that looks like for you, and expressed ourselves for the joy of it? Whether that is, I just feel like creative expression is undervalued by society. But for our mental well-being, it's vital that we have outlets for expression, whether that is, you know, we're dealing with a really shit situation or something's happened in our relationships or at our work. You know, so often a great tool to help us process something is to write a letter to someone, you know, that's triggered us. And just the expressing of those feelings helps you move through it. Instead of like fucking trying to avoid everything, avoid the uncomfortable conversations, expression, avoid the feelings. When if you knew that all you had to do was express them in some way to move through them, like, amazing. So this is where I'm at the moment, right? Like, I feel like I'm living between two worlds, but I'm kind of done with the trying to monetize this stuff. In some ways, like in the I'm a business coach space. Whoa. And I don't know what's going on today, but the dogs are jumping all over me today. Anyway, where was I? Lost my flow. Yes, I kind of feel like I'm a bit, I mean, I'm loving some of the work that I'm doing, and I might come back and run some kind of mastermind circle, though it won't be specifically around growing a business. It'll be more around emotional support and self-expression. Because I'm kind of bored of the business space. It's all just, I don't know, it's not my vibe right now. So I've actually been thinking about maybe going back to study something, and I'm not sure what yet, but something in that psychology space, because what I can see myself doing is bringing that art and expression together, creating safe spaces for people to express themselves, whether that's creatively, in business or personally. And so this is my next evolution. I've had so many evolutions. They've all had the underlying theme of entrepreneur. But these days I feel like the underlying theme is actually more creativity and expression. So really excited about what lies ahead. And I guess, you'll hear all the behind the scenes here as to what that evolution actually looks like. It's a bit scary even saying it, because it feels like then I'm committing to something, and it is quite safe in this podcasting mentor business coach space. But it's not, the podcast stuff is really about expression, but I just don't want to be another business coach. There are plenty out there who can help you with strategy and all that shit. I just don't really want to play in that space right now. I want to play with paint and people and music and self-expression, unleashing that creative being that lives inside of you, you know, creating safe spaces for that to unfold, because we are so emotionally and creatively stifled as a society, as a community. And I have no doubt that is in direct correlation with the, you know, a crazy amount of mental health issues that we're facing. But then it's a big minefield that I want to explore because of my own personal experiences with mental health challenges. And I guess the idea of going back to study is really so that I have something more than just anecdotal evidence, that from my own experience and from the people that I've worked with experience, but correlating that, or, you know, finding actual evidence that supports my theories about expression and mental health. So this feels really big and scary and exciting, and I have no idea where it's going, but I'm excited. And so I wanted to share this because we all have our personal evolutions, right? And so often I see the people around me totally bored shitless of their business and looking for the next thing, right? And what if the next thing was just finding some ways to creatively express yourself outside of your business, outside of your work? There's so much that creativity does for us. It can teach us so much about ourselves. It's like the most amazing tool for self-awareness. And I just can't wait to explore this further. So, if you are in the position where you are a bit bored shitless of what you're doing, try bringing something in. Try bringing in some creativity and some more fun and play. Try writing a letter to your business or your job or your boss, expressing your feelings. Find some outlet to express yourself. And don't be afraid to evolve. Don't be afraid to go where your heart's leading. We don't have to stay in the same place. We can evolve. We can evolve. We can evolve. All right. That's it for me today. Peace out.
The end. Thanks for coming. See you next week. And in the meantime, I would love you to join my Show Up Speak Up community in Facebook or connect with me on Instagram at Carlosophies. Until next week, peace out.